More than 40 million Americans have high blood pressure. It contributes heavily to heart attacks, strokes, and kidney failure. So it's big news when a large government-funded study shows that a diuretic costing pennies a dose is actually better for high blood pressure than newer medications that cost much more. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
In the 1970s, doctors began treating high blood pressure with drugs called diuretics. Over the years came other drugs, drugs called beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and ACE inhibitors. But as the new drugs came on the market, they were not tested against each other to see which really worked better. Dr. Jerry Avorn of Harvard says this is both the glory and the curse of modern medicine.
I'm happy for there to be A, B, C, D, E, F as drugs out there in the marketplace, but I really wish that we had more studies in which people would say A is better than C and C is better than B.
The new study does just that, and that's why many are calling it a landmark. It not only provides clear evidence on the best way to treat high blood pressure, it's rare proof that hundreds of smaller studies on this or that drug can mislead doctors for decades. To sort out which drugs are best for high blood pressure, the National Institutes of Health funded a study enrolling 42,000 Americans with the disorder. Men, women, minorities, people with diabetes, and those without. Participants were randomly assigned to receive one of the major blood pressure-lowering drugs. To the surprise of many, the old standby, a diuretic drug called chlorthalidone, did just as well as the newer calcium channel blocker Norvasc or an ACE inhibitor, Zestril. Those on diuretics had the same number of heart attacks and deaths as those on the other drugs. Dr. Paul Welton of Tulane University was a study coordinator.
If you only looked at the principal hypothesis that we tested, you would say there was no evidence that these newer agents were better than diuretics.
That's not all. The humble diuretic actually protected people better against strokes and heart failure. And patients on the diuretic were less likely to need coronary bypass surgery or angioplasty.
Looking at that data, I would have to come to the conclusion that diuretics are superior.
And diuretics are much cheaper.
Typically, about 5 to 10 cents a day, so you're looking at $25 to $35 a year.
The other drugs, which have overtaken diuretics in popularity in recent years, cost far more.
You're looking at ACE inhibitors versus diuretics, probably around $250 a year, and for calcium channel blockers in the order of about $650 a year.
Some patients will need the more expensive drugs in addition to diuretics, but the new study shows that virtually all patients should be started on a diuretic, and when more than one drug is needed, one should be a diuretic. Most study subjects' blood pressure was controlled on diuretic alone after 5 years. Manufacturers of other drugs minimize the study's importance. Gary Brule is a spokesman for AstraZeneca, which makes Zestril the top-selling ACE inhibitor.
I would basically just say we'll let the data speak for itself. Physicians usually like to treat based on the data out there and the advantages that a particular class of drugs may bring to that physician's patient.
In any case, Brule says AstraZeneca isn't going to be pushing Zestril as much because its patent just expired. Harvard's Avorn calls the results a Cinderella story for diuretics. But the moral of the story is bigger.
The reason that the nation keeps backing away from a prescription drug benefit under Medicare is that when people really look at the numbers, they say, holy cow, we cannot afford to pay for the way drugs are being used. And as it turns out, we could have been paying billions less over the last decade if we'd had this kind of information available.
Avorn says if Congress ever decides Medicare should cover prescription drugs, it should build in a mechanism to fund more studies like this one that do head-to-head comparisons of drugs. Richard Knox, NPR News.